consumers are not happy. And that showed up today in disappointing retail sales numbers. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 14th day of January. Thanks, as always, for being with us again today. In other business news, the worker shortage is, in one word, hellacious. The Labor Department and unions push back against the Supreme Court decision on vaccine mandates. Wall Street ends the day mixed. A gigantic wind farm is about to go live, and there's another auction for a wind farm here in the U.S. Get ready to pay more for your Netflix binge-watching. We've got the Wall Street Report and workers rule, and they rule out any return to the office. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and it is the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow along all day, all night on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You know, we get it. You are tired and wary, and as a consumer, you have had it. CNN is reporting that Americans shopped less in December, causing the first drop in retail sales since last summer. Sales dropped 1.9% compared with November, adjusted for seasonal swings. The decline in sales coincided with the surge in COVID cases due to the highly infectious Omicron variant. In July, the last time sales dropped, it was on the back of cases rising due to the Delta variant. Now, how bad was it? Example, restaurants and bars registered an 0.8% decline in sales in December as people stayed home to protect themselves against the virus. But there was more at play than Omicron alone. Online retail witnessed a sharp 8.7% drop last month. Why? Well, it could be due to the constant drumbeat of shortages and delivery delays and retailers telling consumers to buy early. However, looking back at November's retail sales, they were only up 0.3%. All of the numbers I'm sharing with you is significant to the overall U.S. economy. The sheer number of people calling in sick across the U.S. is staggering, and it's impacting everything from retail to travel. CBS News is reporting that the past few weeks have been hellacious. That is the word used by Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian in a conference call with stock analysts and reporters. The executive said 8,000 of his employees have contracted COVID-19 in the past 4 weeks alone. That's about 10% of the carrier's workforce, a toll that contributed to more than 2,200 canceled Delta flights since December 24. National economists say that although a precise count of the number of employees who are out sick or quarantining is hard to come by, about 5 million Americans could be isolating due to COVID-19, and that could reflect about 2% of the nation's workforce forced to stay home due to illness. Johns Hopkins School of Medicine says that COVID-19 cases are averaging almost, get this, 1 million a day nationally based on a 7-day moving average. That's the highest number since the pandemic began in early 2020. All of this is leading to even more supply chain troubles. About 75% of consumer packaged goods companies in a recent survey say they had experienced an increase in absenteeism due to positive COVID-19 tests or exposure to someone with the virus. Additionally, this is having a broad impact on the healthcare delivery system in the U.S., with healthcare workers out and the ones that are left working exhausted. And then there is also this. Companies and insurance providers are getting tougher with those who are choosing not to get vaccinated, with some charging a surcharge for insurance or simply not paying individuals who refuse to get the vaccine. All of that, and we still have months of winter ahead of us. In a related story, the U.S. Department of Labor is ramping up attempts to better protect U.S. workers following the Supreme Court decision to ditch the mandate directed to employers who have 100 or more workers. CNBC is reporting that Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, in a statement after the High Court's ruling, said the Occupational and Safety Administration is evaluating its options to enforce safety standards against COVID in the workplace. OSHA still has general authority requiring employers to maintain a safe workplace and can fine businesses if they fail to do so. The agency has investigated thousands of COVID complaints with millions of dollars in proposed fines since the pandemic began. Meanwhile, the AFL-CIO, the largest federation of unions in the U.S., called on the White House to issue a new workplace safety standard that would require improved ventilation, physical distancing, masking, and paid leave for all workers. Wall Street ended the day mixed as the Dow sank, but tech stocks came back in the final hours of the trade. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. A gigantic wind farm is about to go live, but it's not in the U.S. The turbines belong to a German company, RWE. CNBC is reporting that the 857-megawatt Triton Knoll offshore wind farm is situated in waters off England's east coast and uses 90 wind turbines from Danish firm Vestas. In a statement, RWE said Triton Knoll would produce sufficient electricity to meet the needs of around 800,000 homes each year. Investment in that project amounts to approximately $2.7 billion. Meanwhile, a little closer to home here in the U.S., ground has been broken for a massive wind farm project located in waters 15 miles off Martha's Vineyard near Cape Cod in Massachusetts. It's hoped that the 800-megawatt Vineyard Wind 1 facility will start sending power to the grid in 2023. And just this week, the Interior Department announced a wind auction scheduled for next month for more than 480,000 acres offshore of New York and New Jersey. Leases offered in this sale could result in 5.6 to 7 gigawatts of offshore wind energy, enough to power nearly 2 million homes. Well, get ready to pay more for your Netflix binge-watching. CNBC is reporting that the monthly cost for the basic plan rose $1 to $9.99. The standard plan jumped from $13.99 to $15.49, and the premium plan rose from $17.99 to $19.99, according to Netflix website. Canadian prices have increased as well. A Netflix spokesperson confirmed the change and said the price increase is necessary to continue to provide new programming to Netflix customers. Netflix previously raised prices for U.S. customers in 2019 and in 2020. On the news, Netflix stock rose 1.25% to close at $525.69 on Friday. Speaking of stocks, Wall Street ended the week mixed. On Friday, the Dow lost 201 points to close at 35,911, while the Nasdaq beat back the bears to gain 86 points and settle at 14,893. S&P 500 was up by nearly 4 points to 4662. Bank stocks helped tank the Dow as Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and JP Morgan Chase each released their earnings, all beat expectations, but not enough for investors. For the week, the S&P 500 fell by 0.3%, the Dow was off by 0.9%, and the Nasdaq fell by 0.3%. A reminder, U.S. markets will remain closed on Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday. Canadian markets, they will be open. And finally, there is this. It's becoming more and more clear that returning to the office anytime soon is out of the question for many. In fact, the scales have tipped in favor of quitting rather than returning to the office for most workers. A poll by Morning Consult taken during the first week of the year shows 55% of remote workers would consider leaving their job if asked back before they felt safe, and that is up from 45% just a week earlier. The results suggest that the headwinds presented by the infectious new COVID-19 variant have stiffened, prompting concerns, too, about going to restaurants, theaters, and indoor sporting events. And this bit of news of power being executed by workers is creating headaches for companies who want folks back in the office. But realize if they do push the issue, who are you going to find to take the place of that worker that quit? All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Make sure that you click ahead because why? Well, we get hyper-local with Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Well, for all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.